Marcus Today pre-market podcast. My name is Oliver Matthew. Henry is travelling to Melbourne today to meet up with the team down here. It is Tuesday, the 19th of March, and as usual, with all the information contained in the podcast, it's general advice only. So please do your own research and contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, insights, and ideas in this podcast. To the markets, and Wall Street finished higher overnight as AI enthusiasm overpowered nervousness about the upcoming central bank meetings this week. We had the Dow Jones up 76 points, or 0.2%, the S&P up 0.63%, and the Nasdaq, best of all, up 0.82%. Nvidia kicked off its annual developer conference on Monday, that's Monday in the US, rising 0.7%. The CEO, Jensen Huang, unveiled its new flagship AI chip called Blackwell B200 in the afternoon keynote address. This new chip, they're saying, has got 208 billion transistors, more than double the previous one, which all its major customers are expected to buy. This includes Amazon, which was flat overnight, Alphabet was up 4.4%, Meta, or Facebook, up 2.7%, and Tesla up 6.3%. Tesla rose after announcing price rises for its popular Model Y car, investors choosing to listen to that particular news headline rather than his other one, which was Musk says his use of prescribed ketamine is in investors' best interests. Tesla, as I said, rose 6.3%, but was down before the bounce 20% in March alone. Other items, we had Bitcoin down 1.1%, the AUD and USD were flat, bond yields up a touch in the US, and European markets were mostly flat, slightly down. Also helping markets overnight was some positive news out of China, where they had industrial output and retail sales. Industrial output saw its highest yearly growth in about 2 years, while the retail sales growth slowed slightly. Big week of central bank meetings, as I'm sure you know. Got the RBA today at 2:30, where the hold is expected, and the Bank of Japan are going to meet later today. And there's a good chance that they're going to rise from 0.25% to 0%. Henry has a paragraph in his section today talking about carry trade, and this BOJ meeting might have a bigger impact than a lot of investors think. Carry trades are when traders borrow money from low-rate countries like Japan and reinvest them into higher-rate countries for a profit, such as Mexico. After the RBA and the BOJ, we have the Fed, which is at 5 a.m. on Thursday morning, our time. Again, a hold is expected. We've got the current bets of a US rate cut as early as June. They have dropped. They were about 75% last week, but now down to 56%. The commentary from Powell will, as usual, be very important, as often is when there's no rate cuts on the cards. This meeting, we might hear how the Fed might slow the pace of its bond sales. There's talk of them perhaps halving them to $30 billion a month. In commodities, we had iron ore up overnight. The May daily and iron ore contract up 0.9%. This is after an awful 11% drop last week. The rise came from shipments from Australia and Brazil, outweighing the poor Chinese demand. That said, don't forget that the Chinese property sector is still causing issues. Investment in the property sector was down 9% in January, after falling 24% in December. Oil had a good night, WTO up 2.1% and Brent up 2%. That's after the IEA, which is the International Energy Agency, raised its 2024 oil demand forecasts. There has been a big rift recently between the IEA and OPEC's forecast, OPEC coming in much higher, so this narrows that gap slightly. Gold was near flat, uranium up slightly, and copper continues its good rise, up 1.2%. That's about all for today. SPI futures are up 3 points, indicating a slightly up open. I'll leave you with some headlines for today. Wall Street ends higher, investors juggle Fed nerves with AI enthusiasm, world shares cheer Chinese data as central banks line up, US yields hit 3-week highs ahead of Fed meeting, inflation frustration may prompt Fed to dial back rate cut outlook, US home builder confidence rises to highest level since July, US Supreme Court seems wary of curbing US government contracts with social media platforms, Trump fails to secure bond for $454 million judgment in civil fraud case as asset seizures loom, Gaza's catastrophic food shortage means mass death is imminent, companies, Apple in talks to let Google Gemini power its iPhone AI features, Berkshire Hathaway speeds up stock buybacks, United Airlines CEO vows review of recent safety incidents, the founder of China's Evergrande flagship unit is punished for securities fraud, Chinese January and February refinery output up 3% on Lunar New Year travels. And that's all for today. We'll be back with the Members Podcast on midday.